On a lighter note, and this one's more for the kids, Halloween is on Sunday. Make sure you join us for Trunk or Treat at the Mackay Showgrounds. Halloween, you see some interesting characters out on the roads.
What is your costume again? What is it?
It's the Cinco de Mayo. You know how you get the Mexican dressed up. What do you mean boring?
That's not even, if that turned up as an actual ghost,
yeah,
I would go, not even scared of you. Like, if that was an actual ghost with his sombrero and the face paint, I'd be like, firstly, which ghost is painting your face?
Yeah, well, secondly, have you ever seen a ghost looking like with a sombrero and everything?
That's what I'm saying.
That you.
So that's not very Halloween-like to have that costume.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I've seen things that I cannot explain.
Right.
Lights in the sky is one of them, even though I say I don't believe it. Don't even get me started on this.
You're converting.
No, I didn't say I was converting to UFOs, but look, I've seen something lightish in the sky that I cannot confirm what it was.
I think everyone's got one of those stories. 133353, something you can't explain that you've seen. Like, there is something that I saw while I was living in Alice Springs.
Mm.
It was like, it was up in the sky. It was like pitch black, which is really weird because in Alice Springs you see all of the stars. It's just a blanket of tinkling lights. But this one, it was just pitch black.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
It was like a triangle. There was three big stars. And then all of a sudden the whole thing started moving across the sky. So I'm putting it as a UFO of some sort.
Cataracts.
No, I'm putting it down as a UFO. I think I've seen one, yeah.
Is that the same UFO that we saw in the car together?
Oh, don't even bring that up.
Well, I have to now. We were driving down Nebo Road. It was early one morning. We were going to an outside broadcast. And Dave's like, did you see that shoot up into the sky? And I said, what? And he goes, that thing that just shot up. And I said, no. And we went underneath another street light. And the reflection of the street light shot up the windscreen. He goes, there it is again. And I said, that is the reflection from the street light on our windscreen.
that's something you can explain.
Yes.
133353. Something you've seen that you just can't explain. Have you seen something you just can't explain? It could be up in the sky. It could be, I don't know, a picture that's floating right in front of your eyes.
It's not Bewitched.
Oh, okay.
The Daily Mercury put out an article this morning. I think it was top 10 or top 15 of the spookiest places around Mackaywood Sundays.
Yeah.
Number one was Pine Islet.
See, I find that hard to believe.
The lighthouse out at the harbour here, Mackay.
Yeah, because we've been in that lighthouse.
I felt spooked in there, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I didn't feel a thing.
Dave has no emotion. That's why. 133353. Have you seen something that just can't be explained?
Johnny in IMEO, mates, have you seen something you just can't explain?
I've seen and felt a few years back. And the reason I say that I've seen and felt is might sound strange, but it was in my bedroom. And the reason being,
is this clean?
No, it is. It's okay. Definitely G. I mean, it's the hour. But it was, my room was split in half in a sense of one side was like a really super bright white light. Like, I mean, it was brighter than I've ever seen. Where the other side was absolutely pitch black. And it had been going on for weeks, and it wasn't until Mum got an actual so-called spook person to, you know, ward off ghosts and everything.
Mm.
And, I mean, I thought I was just tripping. But it actually turned out to be a trapped spirit. And I'm probably one of those ones like Jay where it's like it's a hard-to-believe sort of thing.
Yeah.
But apparently what,
was it a trapped spirit with a stage light? Because, I don't know, it just seems like very bright.
No, apparently the reason it was very bright was because he was a sailor and he was looking for his lighthouse. He was looking for the light.
Maybe Pine Islet out at the Mackay Harbour. Maybe that's what he's looking for.
Possibly. Possibly.
I don't know.
He was lost and he got stuck on the way. But yeah.
He should have turned left somewhere else instead of where he landed at your place. It's crazy. Thank you for the call, 1-3-3-5-3.
Let's go to Liam now. Liam,
I know we laugh, but it's just, until you can actually have an explanation.
Yeah. Look, Liam, have you seen something you can't explain?
Well, I can't say I've seen it, but I've heard it. Where a rental property that I used to live in, my son, his toys would go off in the middle of the night when he wasn't there.
Oh, no. Okay. Thank you.
Burn the house. Move. Burn it.
Get out. I would get out of that house.
And then it's like on other times that if you didn't actually put your dirty knives and forks in the sink, he would throw them on the floor in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God. If you can only train that ghost to fill the dishwasher like that.
Can you get the ghost to mow the lawn at the same time or what?
If I could get him off the couch to watching Deal or No Deal at 5:30 in the morning, mate, he'd be outside doing it.
Oh, my God. There's some great comments on our Facebook page as well. Thanks for your call there. Let's know. Triple M Mackay with Sundays. I don't know. There's just so many things that happen that you just have no explanation for.
Yeah, look.
Everybody has their own.
Oh, I'm just freaked out about the knives on the floor now.
He said forks as well. Like it wasn't just a... Yeah.
Well... Cutlery on the floor.
It's a cutlery ghost.
If a spatula goes flying, you know what's going on.
Maybe there's a sock ghost because I remember all my socks at my place go missing.
That's your dog's.
No, it's not. It's really not my dog's at all.
I don't know about that. Maybe Jamie's just playing a prank on you.
No, this has been happening since I was a kid. Not since Jamie came along.